views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The rug was pulled out from underneath her. She didn't feel confident. She didn't know if she could make it. Yet she rose like the phoenix, leading herself and her family into a new beginning. And you can too. Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want. To be free to speak their voice, live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Join Cornelia, Dana, and Chris the first and fourth Friday every month as they raise the roof to inspire confidence in all women.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We have got an amazing show for you today. Part two with my co-host, Dana Terrio. Welcome, Dana.
Hi, thanks.
Hi. I want to tell the audience, ladies, I want you to get ready for this incredible show that we have for you today, because I want you to chime in on what your belief system is around all of these issues that we're going to bring up today. What do you believe about women's health since the information age? Do you believe that women are claiming more or less personal authority over their own bodies? Has women's health really benefited with greater access to resources, or have women become more disconnected from their bodies and more dependent on outside resources, machines, or medical experts for diagnosis of disease? As a woman, do you feel that you are the expert of your experience, or do you rely on external expertise of others? On today's show, we will illuminate how you can handle the lumps and bumps of being a woman with your own very personal and revolutionary empowerment kit for early detection of breast cancer. On our first show, Handle the Lump, Heal Your Life, Part One, my co-host, Dana Terrio, courageously shared her story. And you can find that story, if you haven't listened to it, you can go to my YouTube channel at Cornelia Stephanie, and you can see the show that says Handle the Lump, Heal Your Life. Dana's story, she's a woman who is all about being on purpose beyond breast cancer. Our first part, which you can see on this YouTube channel, talks about the significance of being overscreened and ultimately underdiagnosed for 20 years. Dana, how do you feel after coming out with your story? How do you feel about that?
I feel naked. I really came out. I really was out in vulnerability and visibility. So it was a real stretch for me, especially being such a private person. And it was a big experience, but I felt so good. I thought, if I can just help one person, because the importance about the message about being overscreened and ultimately underdiagnosed for exactly 20 years, I mean, the comedy of horrors, just the tragedy of it. It was a joke on the 20-year anniversary. I didn't just get, a little lumpectomy that didn't leave a scar. I mean, I had an advanced diagnosis, and I did the full Monty. I got a full lymph node dissection. I had a mastectomy, radical mastectomy. So it was, and I was bearing it all. So it wasn't easy. It's not easy for me to talk about it, but that's what I'm all about, creating more ease in our lives, less disease.
Yes. And, you know, having this discussion out in the open like this, like when you're a private person, takes a lot of courage. And I just want to acknowledge you for that. And thank you so much, because the audience, there's so many women that wrote in and talked about how you sharing your story, how that supported them. What have you heard from some of the women that responded to you directly after coming out, if you will? Huh?
It was a big coming out. It's my coming out. And so many people were so kind and generous. I received so many, maybe because I'm such a private person, I received so many private messages that people were just aghast, stunned to think that after 20 years of mammograms, everyone thinks it's the fail-safe method. And I'm not a doctor, so I don't want to give any false information, but just the facts alone, I know they don't tell the whole story, but the facts are 20 years of mammograms and no diagnosis. So people were stunned with that. And I think it changes the perception, the conversation, which is what we want to do anyway. And my hope is that it calls people to action and that they don't see the mammogram as the end all be all. Some people are still thinking, oh, got to mark the mammogram on the calendar. But it's not the only way. It's a way. And I'm not going to poo-poo the mammogram. I'm just going to say that it's not fail-safe.
Yes. And that's why if you haven't seen the first show, you have to listen to it, because listening to Dana's story, talk about her journey over the last 20 years, I mean, it's pretty extraordinary. We started with how when she first found out on Valentine's Day and how that literally changed her life and what took place after that. And the fact that Dana is a mother, she's a young mother, she has a daughter, a young daughter, and she has a long life to live. And she, you know, she had to make radical decisions on a fast track, if you will. And so we wanted to share this story to assist any of you, if you're finding yourself with a diagnosis like this, or, any type of disease like this, or any other disease, to know that you're not alone and that you have the power to overcome. And that generally there is a gift in this. Would you say that's true, Dana?
There sure has. I know Dr. V shared it last night in a webinar. I mean, my pal Etta, some of my tribe, there have been many gifts. You know, it's a lesson in leadership too. What's working, what's not working, what can I do differently? So definitely some gifts. And thanks for raising that about the fear, because that was my experience. When we're talking about the significance of what went through on the first show, the fear factor, going through, in my experience, it provoked such fear for me. And that's what I was talking about in the last show about the test, because trajectories change, different tests reveal different things. And I felt so under the gun, and it was fast moving, that go get chemo. No, we're going to find out if it's in the lymph nodes. If it went to the lymph nodes, then we will do adjuvant chemo in advance of a mastectomy. If it's not in the lymph nodes, then we will, just different reverse. And it's true. We're talking about building consensus among brilliant people here. Not an easy feat. So I'm not going to say there's inner cannibalism, but we're talking about brilliant minds with different opinions and different tests. And it was just so, I've got to make a decision, So talking about what I learned, really, oh, if I could go back to my former self, just to breathe, you know, just breathe, because I felt so under the gun that I had to make a decision. And this is my life, you know, yeah. We get lots of do-overs. Only if you have breath, take your breath away, you don't get a do-over. But really, I had to make some radical decisions, and it wasn't easy. And I just felt like, this is it. You got to do it. You got to do it. And, you know, there's the team chemo, radiation, and surgery, and they say cut, poison, burn. It was once entering into the medical machine, it really gets some kind of hairy. It was a daunting experience. And then I realized, 2020 is hindsight, but it just didn't have to be that way. And just talking about this is our conversation. If women can learn with any cancer too, not just breast cancer, that take your time, explore, investigate. There are options out there.
I think that's the big piece, is that talking about it. talking about it, bringing it out, bringing out the story, the healing, the prevention, all the different things, the fears, bringing everything out, talking about it, and knowing that there are solutions out there and that you're not alone. And that's why sharing your story the way that you are is going to help so many people. And just like our expert today, Dr. V is on, we'll be introducing her here in just a little bit. And she's going to shed more light on this whole thing from her perspective. So I'm just so honored and excited because I'm one of the lucky women that it hasn't experienced, and I canceled my appointment with cancer. It's definitely not something that I am looking at, experiencing. And at the same time, the prevention piece is important, and it's important to be an authority of your physical body, being able to listen to your body, taking self-care, doing self-nurturing, listening to yourself, loving yourself, honoring yourself. These are all parts of the ways that we love and nurture ourselves, because our bodies are continuously talking to us. And if we pay attention and listen to the body giving us those messages, this is one first step. Would you agree with that, Dana?
For sure. That's why our whole launch is called Handle the Lump, Deal with the Lump. But then, that's transactional. Take care of that. But then the transformation happens when you heal your life, because there's life before cancer and life after cancer. And if you don't do things differently, it's an invitation to learn another lesson. And I know firsthand, I had a meeting with Dr. V once, and then I noticed in the newsletter that said, oh, I had a meeting with one of my clients. She's starting a business. And it's just, I can't go back to the way I lived my life formerly. I can't do that. Clearly, it wasn't working. It's madness, the stuff that I've been putting myself through. So back to the drawing board. I get to learn, relearn.
Yeah. And I guess that is where the gift is coming in, is that your life has completely shifted and changed, and now you are on a completely different path. And not that it wasn't scary, not that it wasn't, not that you didn't go through your, challenges. And you still are. Some areas where you're still having to face some fears, and where you're still having to, keep up with your new way of organic living and taking care of yourself and listening to your body. So I guess that is what the new path is, and we want to open this conversation for anybody that is looking, to face these issues in their own lives. So we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. And that is when Dana is going to introduce us to her most special favorite, Dr. V. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
We are back. You are listening to Handle the Lump, Heal Your Life. And I'm with my special co-host, Dana Terrio. Dana, during the break, you were talking about something you wanted to clarify from the first show. Why don't you do that right now?
Yes, I wanted to clarify. I misspoke. It came out wrong when I was talking about what qualifies as a history of breast cancer. My mother's the baby of 10, big family, and there was breast cancer in my mother's family, but they were all postmenopausal. And I wanted to make the point that in their experience, their doctors told them that it didn't qualify as a history of breast cancer because they were postmenopausal, that they see that as a natural occurrence. Whereas on my dad's side, his sister was 49. She was the only one that was premenopausal, and that was the only person in my family that they considered as having a history of breast cancer. So I'm speaking to the point that I made last time about doing the genetic testing, that they told me that I didn't have a history of breast cancer. And I don't want to give any false information, but typically 95% of women do not have what they qualify as a history of breast cancer. And in my case, they didn't consider it I wasn't fully loaded with risk. I wasn't considered high risk with breast cancer, even though there was a lot on my mother's side. They were all postmenopausal. So I just really wanted to clear that up. And that it's not a one and done deal. Once you're done with, you know, a diagnosis, everything changes after. So it's not like cut it, get it out, and onward and upward. It's we move forward with a different way of living.
You invited your doctor here on the show today. Why don't you introduce her to us?
Yes, I'm so grateful. My lady doc, my leading lady, who is just, you know, the doctor of hope and heart, I refer to my Dr. V. I discovered Dr. V on the Truth About Cancer docuseries. I had this, you know, Meg Ryan moment in When Harry Met Sally, when I thought, I looked at her, and I thought she was so vital. And I thought, I'll have what she's having. She just looks so good. This was before I was diagnosed. So I'm grateful, Dr. V, that you're here today. So a little bit about my doc. Dr. Véronique Desaulniers, better known famously as Dr. V, is the founder of Breast Cancer Conquer, the Seven Essential System, and is co-founder of My Breast Friend. Her signature process has empowered thousands of women in over 43 countries around the world. Her mission is to save lives one breast at a time. Dr. V has personal street cred because she's conquered breast cancer twice with her own journey, and this gives her the empathic edge to understanding women and what they face on the healing journey. So her signature book, Heal Breast Cancer Naturally, is a number one Amazon bestseller in 10 categories in 5 countries. Olivia Newton-John says that Dr. V's book is a must-read for breast cancer, for healing and prevention. Dr. V has been featured in the world-renowned Truth About Cancer docuseries. The Truth About Cancer live stages has been graced by Dr. V repeatedly. And she's appeared on many summits and podcasts, including JJ Virgin, love her too, Wendy Myers, and Wellness Mama, etc. I mean, what can I say? This lady's in hot demand. So I'm so grateful that my doc showed up to play with us today. And she's also a guest contributor to Natural News, Green Med Info, Natural Health 365, Mind Body Green, Wellness.com, and many others. So welcome, Doctor of Hope and Heart. And I'm just so grateful that you're here.
Thank you so much for having me, Dana and Cornelia. This is such an honor. And I just want to say, when I first met Dana, she was a mess. I say that with kindness and love. I really do. I mean, to see your transformation, to see how you've blossomed, to see how you've grown, you know, you were like a deer in headlights when we first met. And now you're just a strong, confident, empowered woman. And I'm so proud of you for sharing your message, because it's going to help so many other women.
Thanks, Dr. V. And you know that you are the lady that I look to. You are my aspirational role model, because you and I have both said we're not public people. We're very private people. It's not easy for us to come out and talk about this, but if we can help one person, that's why we're here. So when I first met you, I remember it was 5 weeks after I had a radical mastectomy. I got gutted, full lymph node dissection, 18 lymph nodes removed, hopped on a plane 5 weeks after. And I said, I'm going to go down and I'm going to get clarity, conviction, and confidence in a plan so I can come back and have the courage to face my friends and family on what I'm going to do. And I remember my biggest lesson was, I don't have to convince anybody of anything. I just need to be clear for myself. And I just really needed to do that. And you helped me. So I was the deer in the headlights, because, oh, it really wasn't easy. And you taught me about time. No panic, research. Cancer doesn't happen overnight. We know it takes 5 to 8 years to grow a solid tumor. So it was, and you're such an empathic leader. And I'm all about the movement of women empowering women. So you're my lady, and you're so gentle and generous. And I owe you a debt of gratitude, an ocean of love forever. So thanks for coming out to play with us. I'm so grateful. And you have an unorthodox background, because you have been a wellness warrior your whole life. I mean, you've done it all. Your resume reads extensively like a novella. So I'm going to ask you to tell us a bit about your professional background and your practice history.
Yes. Well, I'm a chiropractor by profession. And at the age of 16, I realized that I wanted to bring wellness to the world. It was just one of those light bulb moments. And so I became a chiropractor. And 25 years into my practice, I was in the shower, I was doing a breast self-exam, and then bam, you know, felt that lump in my left breast that changed the course of my life forever, you know, professionally and personally. You know, and it was a difficult moment for me, because I was, like you mentioned, the wellness warrior, right? You know, I had to ask myself, how could I develop cancer? I thought I was doing everything right. You know, I ate organic before organic was in style. I was under chiropractic care. You know, I had home births, breastfed my children, exercised regularly. You know, I did it all. And yet here I was facing this lump in my left breast. So that was a time of, you know, self-reflection and, you know, researching. And there was moments of, you know, overwhelm and fear, just like anybody else, you know, no different. I'm a woman just like you. And I thought, you know, if I feel that way after, you know, 25 years of professional experience, all this research and knowledge that I had, how much more so would the average person, the average woman feel when they're faced with this diagnosis? So, you know, it was another light bulb moment where I said, there's got to be an easier way, a simpler way. Why don't we break down this elephant in the room and eat it one bite at a time and break it down? And that's what led me to create the 7 Essential System. It's a step-by-step guide that takes the overwhelm out of everything and gives you an actionable plan so that you can see that you're making progress. And then, you know, you don't have to face this big monster without knowing where to start or what to do.
Yeah, I know. it's a Bible for living, not just for healing disease, but it's a way to do life as a woman. And I know it saved me. And I failed to mention that you had released your updated version. So you have so much more juicy goodness that you brought into your updated version. So congratulations for that. That's been a long read. What can you tell me? I mean, I know that I love your mission, saving lives one breast at a time. There's more to the story too. As a wellness warrior, a whole being practitioner, this has been your core calling in life. Why breast cancer? What there's more backstory here.
Well, you know, the finding that lump in my left breast in 2004, obviously having breast cancer and going through the journey through those 2 years. And I started sharing my personal healing journey, and I started sharing the Seven Essential System. And so by 2015, I was known as the breast cancer conqueror. You know, people, I mean, I hosted retreats, I had a team, you know, we were coaching women. And I could tell that my health was suffering. I wasn't taking care of myself. I was nose to the grindstone, putting, you know, everybody else first. I've got to help everybody as much as I can. You know, I wanted to, you know, really stay on top of everything and everyone, but I neglected my own personal health. And that created the personal storm, you know, the perfect storm for breast cancer to show up again. So talk about disappointment, talk about shame and guilt. You know, I was the breast cancer conqueror. How could I have a lump in my breast again? You know, was I a fraud? Did the system really work? And, you know, I didn't tell anybody, obviously my family and a few close friends. And so for 3 years, I was on my second healing journey. And the good news is there was so many things that advanced in those 9 years. You know, the technology, the science, the tools available to me. And 3 years later, as of August 2018, everything was clear, scans were clear, blood works great. And, you know, I've never felt better than I have in decades, really. So it was a big, big learning curve. And when I came out the closet, so to speak, last year, the retreat, it was really great. It felt really, you know, invigorating. And I used to meditate and visualize that very moment where I would be out of the closet and I could share it and let people know I did it again.
I still remember sitting there. I remember I was shocked. I couldn't believe. And I wanted your moment to shine. That was an invitation too, because I know that you helped your mother, because your mother had her experience with breast cancer and then never had the experience again. So that was, I wanted to show that it was very personal for you because you helped your mom. And like you say, we can die with cancer, but not from cancer. So that was a big victory. That's something you could celebrate. And I remember when you came out, you were so brave. I was sitting right at the front. I was so, yeah, I just was so proud of you. And I couldn't believe you were helping me through everything while you were going through it. And over the years, there are innovations too and limitations, and you discovered along the way. So yeah, you've earned your street cred for sure. So thanks for sharing and coming out with us. What would you like to say about the, we'll get a little piece on the prevention piece. What would you, do you want to tell us the quick and dirty on the seven essentials, and then we'll share the revolutionary tool?
Sure. So the seven essential system, and you can find it on the website and on the book, in the book, Heal Breast Cancer Naturally. Essential number one is let food be your medicine. Number two is to reduce your toxic exposure. I mean, we live in a toxic world. You know, what can we do to reduce that? And, you know, do proper detoxification. Number three is to balance your energy. You know, we are energetic beings. How do we keep our energy balanced? So with acupuncture, chiropractic, exercise, proper sleep, balancing our hormones. Number four is a tough one for a lot of women. It was for me, was healing the emotional wounds, you know, really looking at core issues, you know, the wounds that you've had from the past, perhaps the wounds that you still have with other people, and healing that and learning to nurture yourself and love yourself, forgive yourself. Number five is biological dentistry. What we have in our mouth is going to affect our health. Number six are all the, you know, the supplements, the nutrients, the therapies that can help to, you know, boost the immune system, reverse cancer. And number seven is to keep a pulse on your health with early detection. A lot of tools and blood tests outside of traditional medicine that help you to really practice early prevention.
I want to say something. Wow, I'm just blown away by you had it twice. And that is quite a story. And then, you know, the shame that you felt, I can identify with that. It's like, wow, I can only imagine how that felt for you, and that you felt like, you know, are you a fraud, right? Mm-hmm. And then going back in, but it came back so that you can really make sure that you got it at the root core, right? And when you're talking about the emotional piece, would you agree with that is where the root begins?
The emotional piece is a huge part of it. I certainly feel that if women don't address that, they're not going to be able to heal as well as, you know, and as quickly as they could if they didn't address that. Because we know, not just from an emotional point of view, but our emotions and our thoughts affect our immune system, you know, psychoneuroimmunology. We know that our thoughts put out proteins that affect every single cell in our body.
Yes, that's incredible. So and there's so many wonderful practitioners and books out there on how you can heal your emotional core wounding. My mother had breast cancer, and when she was going through her radiation, I put all these little affirmations on her bathroom window, and I love and approve of myself. I nurture myself, just sending love and affection to those parts of yourself that had never been loved before. And that's definitely one of the ways that I could help my mother overcome, you know, that part. So I know that this is a tough part for a lot of women.
And that's so awesome. Sorry, Dana. That's so awesome that you did that, Cornelia, because breast cancer is really, it's a very obviously feminine disease, although, you know, men more and more are dying from breast cancer. 400 men a year die from breast cancer. But when we look at it from an Eastern medicine point of view, you know, the right side of the body has to do with the male aspect. The left side has to do with the, you know, the mothering aspect. And so there's a lot that can go into that when we look at breast cancer, as far as our relationships with ourselves, with others, you know, nurturing, lack of nurturing, over-nurturing, you know, there's all these things that definitely play into the emotional aspect of breast cancer.
Yes. And I just want to say too, is that Carter is showing some of your book. And then also, can you tell us again how to get to your website, that where your information is there, so if people want to reach out to you personally, Dr. V?
Yes, it's Breast Cancer Conqueror, conqueror.com. And we're on Facebook and social media everywhere.
Awesome.
So Dr. V, you were obviously vetted by the makers of this revolutionary new tool that you're going to be introducing. Why do you think they chose you? I mean, there are so many authorities out there. I know why they chose you. I think it's self-evident. Why do you think they chose you?
Oh, I guess because I'm the breast cancer conqueror. And it just, yeah, very humbled and very appreciative for the opportunity to be able to bring this revolutionary tool to women.
And do we have time to do this now, or shall we break?
Actually, we're not going to break. We've already missed the break. So I didn't say anything. I just wanted to keep going. So we are in it until our 45 minutes. So keep going, Dana.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, this is your moment. The big reveal, Dr. V. What is this revolutionary tool? And after that, I want you to tell us this. Well, tell us the name of the tool. Then we're going to speak to science. You know, we're going to keep it sexy, simple for our audience on the truth about screening with limitations and innovations, mammograms and otherwise. So what's the big training tool?
Okay. So drum roll, welcome my breast friend. And so my breast friend is I'll just take it out of the box. It's a silicone breast model that feels like real live breast tissue. It has four distinct lumps in it that are actual replicas of breast tumors. And this whole model was created over 30 years ago by Mammicare Foundation with the support of University of Florida, National Cancer Institute, National Science Foundation. And they created this lifelike model so doctors could learn how to do a proper clinical exam to be able to detect tumors, you know, very, very small tumors instead of, you know, larger ones. Long story short, 30 years later, the manufacturer of the breast model asked me to take this to the general public. So we made it look pretty for women. And now this model is available to women so that they can learn how to do a proper breast self-exam. Whether you choose to do mammogram, thermograms, ultrasound, all three, or just one, and you do them annually, that's awesome, but there's still 364 days of the year where your breast tissue can change. And so it's time, ladies, to empower yourselves, to take control of your health. As you mentioned in the beginning, Cornelia, right? Don't rely on an external source. When you have the ability, science supports a woman's ability to be able to detect things as small as a small pea. The average woman who's does not know how to do a proper breast exam, it'll be the size of a ping pong ball. And so we know that size matters when it comes to breast cancer.
Congratulations on this wonderful evolutionary tool for women. And the fact that you made it pretty, I love that. That's awesome. Now, is that linked to a free gift that you're offering our guests today?
Well, I think the free gift is the section 2 of the book. Is that right?
I believe it's the Busting Breast Cancer Myths.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. We're gonna put the link directly under in the YouTube video, so you'll be able to get it. And wonderful. This is congratulations to you for bringing that out. So this is just your unveiling now.
Well, it's been out for a couple of months. We launched it a few months ago, and so we're really excited about, you know, the feedback, and, you know, more and more women are starting to, you know, let us know how they're enjoying it and using it. And I really believe that this is going to change lives.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Dana, you can go ahead and ask Dr. V. You can go in and start talking about the science questions if you like, because we still have plenty of time.
Okay. Dr. V, I don't want to misinform people, but in all of your experience, what can we say? What can you offer? Because I don't want to, there are some people that are determined to circle it on the calendar, go get their mammogram, but then it's another checkbox. It's just like done and done. And then they're not going to do this. And then things become missed. So many people ask me, you know, was it missed? Was it there? Just who knows? I went from, you know this, Dr. V, nothing shows up on the imaging. So then that follows with a targeted mammogram. So they do something differently. I don't know. They go in and they get a better look at it somehow. And then 3 months later, it's full of disease. The breast has to come off. And I know some people through routine mammograms have found incidental findings just by checking the box, but it doesn't save everybody. What do you want to say about mammography? What does every woman need to know about the truth about mammograms? The hazards, the limitations, the risks, the good, the bad, the ugly. I just really want to clear that up for all the women out in the general population that haven't gone through this adventure.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I'm not encouraging anybody to not have their yearly mammograms. You know, that's a personal decision. I personally have not ever had a mammogram, but again, it's a personal decision. I use other screening tools. If you do choose to do a mammogram, don't rely on just that tool. Make sure that you back it up with thermography and or ultrasound, and of course, a proper breast self-exam. So I'll talk about a couple of studies. So there was a 25-year Canadian study done on 90,000 women, and they found that mammography did not reduce breast cancer mortality rate, not even by 1%. Another study was a 23-year study done on over 600 women, and they found that mammography found breast cancer 43% of the time. They found that accidental finding by women in a breast exam found it 43% of the time. And then if you add a clinical exam by their doctor, it was 13%. So 56% of the time it was found by touch, 43% of the time it was found by a machine. Now we know, and studies will show that mammography can have some negative side effects. The British Journal of Radiology, for example, states that chronic radiation exposure to breast tissue can increase the risk of breast cancer. We know that radiation and compression, radiation causes disease, causes cancer. We know that. Chronic radiation compression of the breast tissue, what if there's a small little tumor in there that's being compressed and radiated? That can't be good for the breast or for the body. So there are some side effects to be aware of. And some women, say, well, mammography saved my life. And that's awesome because, yes, they do find it 43% of the time based on this study. So don't just rely on one tool. My message is use other tools as well. And, of course, learn how to do a proper breast self-exam so that you can monitor your breast tissue every month.
Thank you. I also want to speak to the statement that breasts are dense. What does that mean? Because I started the mammography party at the age of 24 every year from 24 to 44, did my annual at least once. So what does that mean? Because typically, I know it's changed, but usually mature breasts qualify as post 50, right? What does that mean that we have dense fibrous breasts?
Can we answer that when we come back from break? Can we take a break now? And then we're going to answer that question when we come back from break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
In the 70s, Dudley and Dean Evanson traveled the country in a converted school bus with their growing family, documenting the new consciousness that was emerging. Through this adventure, a movement of sound healing was born. Now, Soundings of the Planet is celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Listen to their music for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson to access their expansive catalog on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube. Visit soundings.com for more info, their blog, podcast, Quieting the Monkey Mind book excerpts, free downloads, and more.
Learn learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Hi, welcome back. I wanted to pick up where we left off. So Dr. V, please tell us what this means. I've heard this for 20 years that I have dense fibrous breasts. What does that mean for a young woman and a mature woman?
So dense breasts are basically breasts that have very thick tissue and milk ducts. Typically, premenopausal women are going to have a tendency to have more dense breasts, which makes it more difficult for mammography. I think Joan London, you know, kind of popularized the whole idea of dense breasts because she had a mammogram and then found it through an ultrasound, discovered she had, I think it was triple negative breast cancer. And so, you know, it's very important, you know, that's another case in point that you need to be able to use more than one tool because nothing is 100%, fail proof, so to speak. I also want to mention fibrocystic breasts as well. You know, it doesn't matter if they're dense, if they're fibrocystic, if you had a mastectomy, lumpectomy, get to know the geography of your breasts, your breast tissue. And then when you feel something that's different or a change in your breast tissue, then that can alert you to, you know, see your doctor. And the good news is 8 out of 10 lumps that you may find, are probably not cancerous. But the key is to just be diligent about doing those exams every month.
Right. And now we can skillfully. So this is so exciting. And tell us the truth, simple terms. What about thermography?
Thermography is a great tool. I've used it. I was certified in the work, 15 years ago. Thermography is basically a technology that reads the infrared heat coming off of our body and the software translates it into an image. So red and white is hot and inflamed, blue and green is cool. So we want to see symmetry from one side of the body to the other. If we see an image of a breast and there's some redness or there's some, you can actually see the blood flow, we call that angiogenesis, feeding a tumor, then that can alert you that there's something going on in the breast. Now, thermography will not diagnose breast cancer, but it will alert you as to the physiological changes that are going on, whether that's, cancer or whether it's, hormonal issues that might be going on.
Thank you. I have a question for my friend Mia. So can you speak to the importance, the power of a healing mindset and what women can do if they're newly diagnosed with breast cancer?
That's one of the first things we talk about at our Healing Diva retreats, because women get there and they're like you were, deer in headlights. And I say this so often, if you keep doing the things you've always done, you're going to get the same results. So we have to retrain and teach women how to use their mind differently. Creating a healing mindset means that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your body has the ability to heal and that the loving, caring thoughts, nurturing thoughts that you send to your cells, to your body, to the cancer can have a huge impact on how your body heals.
Right.
Tell us about those Diva retreats. How often are they? Because that I bet a lot of women would love to know a little bit more about that.
Oh, I love the retreats. And what I love the most about them is that we see women come in scared, deer in headlights, and they leave transformed, confident, ready to take this on. So we have a large retreat once a year in Atlanta, Healing Diva Retreat Live, and then we have quarterly smaller retreats. I actually take small groups of women to Cancun at the Hope for Cancer Center, and it's basically a hands-on retreat where we, I do some teaching. They get therapies, everything from vitamin C IV to hyperbaric chambers, coffee enemas, all of that, and it's just a way to introduce them to you know, clinics that are the real deal and that offer hope for people who perhaps have a more advanced level of cancer that need some hands-on care. They can get a lot of therapies there that you cannot get in the United States or Canada.
And those retreats, how can people access that?
So go to
your website.
Yeah, it's on the website right at the top. And just go to retreats and you'll see two drop boxes and you can look at both of them.
Tell us the name again of the website, please.
Breastcancerconqueror.com.
Thank you. Awesome.
And Dr. V, would you tell us if I got diagnosed today, what's step number one? It's like you said, one bite of the elephant at a time. What's the first step for anyone that's been called into the community of cancer?
So getting a diagnosis of breast cancer is traumatic. It's life-changing, life-altering. And the first thing that you have to remember is that you're not dying of a heart attack. You have time, right? For most breast cancer diagnosis, you're not going to die within a week or two, unless, of course, you know, it's stage four, spread everywhere. So you have time. And so my encouragement to women is to just breathe, you know, really try to center yourself, settle in with the diagnosis and what that means, and do your research, connect with different communities of women that can help you to understand the various options. Whether you choose traditional treatments, whether you choose evidence-based natural medicine or a combination of both, you know, you have time to figure out your plan. Create a team, a healing team. When I went through my healing journey, it wasn't just me. I needed help. I had EFT coaches. I had a medical doctor. I had, you know, biological dentists. I had, you know, all kinds of people helping me. So you've got to put that team together.
That's it. It's the team. You've got to have the team. And, you know, because during a frightening situation, when you're you know, facing something like that, you're scared. And to be able to know that you have a team of people, that it's not just one person, but that it's the team, and you can relax and allow your body to heal while you're making these tough decisions that you're faced with. So I can imagine how having a team will really support you.
Absolutely. And a community. You know, there was I love this study. It was an 11-year study done on women with breast cancer, and they found that if they had community support and they learned to manage their stress, they had a 75% decreased risk of dying from breast cancer. 75% just from those two factors alone. So it shows you how important community is, which is why we host these retreats.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I look forward to going back in September. I like what you say about some of the things that on a healing journey too, it's not like it's one and done. It's like taken care of, handled. We're still going through it. You talk about stress management, but I like how you say too about relaxation management, because honestly, I mean, stress isn't going anywhere. It's about doing what we can to decrease it as best as we possibly can, but it's increasing the relaxation response. That's something we do have command over. So that's why I say self-care for me is not, it's not a pedicure. It's not about self-care. It's self-preservation. So I think really taking that step for me in increasing the relaxation response, whatever that means for you. I heard something today in my yoga class about connect with your nature and connect to nature. So whatever works for you. There's so many options out there. So I think the stress management, I think you said it's probably the number one trigger. Would you say that?
It's foundational. And that's one of the biggest takeaways that I learned in my second healing journey, is to learn to say no, to set boundaries. Stress is not part of my vocabulary anymore. I refuse to get stressed. If I start feeling it, I pull back, I shut the computer, I, you know, do what I need to do. I go meditate, do whatever. I just refuse to go there now.
Yeah, that is such a healthy way to go, and way to work with your own energy medicine, because you know that you're in control of the way that you respond to events that are happening in your life, and you are really authentic with the message because you're living it. And I really honor you for doing the work that you're doing. I'm so grateful that you came on the show today. Ladies, we have to wrap it up. We have like a minute left. What is the words that you want to leave our audience with?
The biggest takeaway for women in general is to just be kind to yourself. You know, we're caregivers, we're nurturing, we're always taking care of everybody else. Learn to put yourself not on the back burner, but on the front burner, because if you don't do that and take care of yourself, you won't be able to take care of anybody else.
This is true. And Dr. Reed, please, for our audience, what is the website to get this revolutionary training tool so we can start our own self-empowerment plan?
MyBreastFriend.com and BreastCancerConquered.com.
Thanks, everybody. It's wonderful to have you. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Dana. Thanks, Dr. V.
Thank you so much. This has been fun.
Yes. Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading-edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern-day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.